2015 could be another record breaker concerning number of stew cooks at the annual World Champion Hopkins County Stew Contest coming up October 24th. And we get stew news from Chamber of Commerce President Meredith Cadell.
Friday was absolutely a zoo. We had over 50 cooks come in on Friday.
Wow.
To claim their stew site. And then we had probably 12 different people that came in yesterday, and we've had 5 that have come in this morning. So we are rocking and rolling for stew. I mean, it is, as you can tell, the west side of the stew grounds is completely full. The east side of the stew grounds from the little sidewalk over is just completely random is where there's sites available. There's still some good stew sites available. There's several that are up here and kind of close to the bathrooms that I think are really good sites. But it's just getting really full really fast. So I just got off the phone with another girl who called and said, we're cooking stew for the first time this year. And I'm like, well, you better get in here and get your stew site. So it's going well.
Were there some that did not renew this year?
We had a couple that didn't renew just this year. Maybe three, maybe four that didn't renew. So I think that's pretty good. And like I said, we've had multiple new stew cooks that have never done it before, and all the ones that have been in today have been new, so that's good.
You have a count yet?
We're right around the 147-148 mark.
Wow. Yeah. Is that a little ahead of schedule?
That is definitely ahead of schedule. I mean, we're kind of on schedule to have right at 160, and I think I have 162 sites available, maybe 165. So, and that just depends. I mean, maybe everybody's gotten them in, but I definitely think we'll hit over the 150 mark, somewhere between 150 and 160. So we're set up to be the biggest one ever. And last year we had a couple of teams that wanted their stew site, but they didn't cook stew. We don't have any of that this year. Everybody that's coming is cooking. And so we ought to have tons and tons of stew, hopefully some nice, beautiful weather. I was just at the park this morning realizing that I'm going to have to go remark the sites to make sure that they are all legible. Which I'm not looking forward to. But anyway, it's going to be great. The weather should be good, and it's going to be a good day. We did have several entries for the t-shirt contest. I figure we might as well talk about that. In the next day or so, we're trying to figure out an easier way for people to vote, possibly doing it on Facebook. So be looking at our Facebook page in the next couple of days, and we should have, I think we had 3 or 4 entries. So we'll run that for about a week or two for the t-shirt contest. So we're trying to do it, like I said, a little bit easier, hopefully on Facebook. So hopefully we'll work that out today or tomorrow and can get that going. So all good.
And you've got a real big meeting that'll be coming up, mid-month or something?
Yes, it's October the 13th. That's our stew cook meeting, and that's where we give them their ingredient checks. We give them, they pay $150. We give them back $100 to purchase their ingredients with. And we give them that. We give them their goodie bag that's full. That's why my office is such a mess, because we've got all these goodies that are coming in from sponsors and stuff that go in their bag. And we also go over all the rules. We talk about some things that might be issues, such as the fact that there is a Friday night football game. So they need to get into their spots probably sooner than 5 o'clock on Friday, because the traffic will be a nightmare probably. And so we just kind of go over all those details, answer any questions that maybe new cooks have or issues that we might have had in the past that we've tried to resolve. It's usually a 30-minute meeting. We go from about 6 to 6:30, and then we're done.
KSST News.